Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Saturday, July 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Today, we begin Holy Spirit Saturdays, Holy Spirit Story Saturdays, to be specific. Every Saturday, I'm going to join us in our meeting with Jesus, and we're going to share one story from someone who God has been at work in their lives, and they shared a story as we focused on the person and work of the Holy Spirit this summer and what it means to participate in the All the Things ministry of Jesus. So as JD shares and others share through the summer, each Saturday, we're going to hear a story from someone in Sower Nation that I believe will be a deep and lasting encouragement to you. I'm excited to get started. And so without further ado, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, today we're going to be hearing a story from Catherine Guerrero. Catherine is part of our farm team at Seedbed, and she has a wonderful story to share with us. And I want to share a scripture as we turn toward her sharing her story. And it's from 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 4. Hear the word of the Lord. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. I love the story that Catherine is going to share on so many levels, so I'm going to now turn to my conversation with her and then share a few thoughts at the end of it. All right, here's Catherine. Well, hey, Catherine, glad you can join us today.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, you have a Holy Spirit story for us that I just found to be so encouraging. And it really captures a lot of what we've been talking about this summer, about listening to the Holy Spirit and then acting in obedience. And I'd just love if you'd share that with us, and then I'll have a few questions for you when we're done.
Yes, I was really thinking about, okay, what's a story? And a bit ago, I was sitting at a coffee shop having a cappuccino, like I like to drink, and I was journaling and reading my Bible when a woman sat at the table next to me, and I immediately sensed to ask her about her son and pray for her. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit, and I wrestled with him for a minute because first, I thought, like, what if she doesn't even have a son? Am I hearing you correctly? What if she doesn't want me to pray? So I waited a few minutes. And when I get a prompting from the Holy Spirit, there's a moment always where I wrestle with my flesh and my fear of man. And I usually get really uncomfortable inside because I knew at that point I needed to talk to her. And on that particular day, I really wanted to stay in my little bubble. I was tired. I didn't want to be bothered. And I finally mustered up the courage and sense from the Holy Spirit to just first ask her about her son and then just go from there and ask her if she had a son. And so I said, hello, I introduced myself and I said, do you have a son? And right away she said, yes, which is a big sigh of relief. And before I could even ask her anything else, she started to share about her son and he was not doing well. He was getting divorced and he also had a son, which was her grandson. And a lot was up in the air around what was going to happen with the divorce. And she got tears in her eyes as she spoke with me. And I could tell she was almost waiting for somebody to just ask her about it. And After a minute, I saw a moment that just really I sensed was right, and I asked her if I could pray for her. And she said yes, and I told her that I prayed to Jesus, and I wanted to make sure that was okay with her, and she did say yes. And then I prayed a very simple prayer, I really sensed to just make it short and uncomplicated. And the Holy Spirit really guided me, and I just prayed a blessing over her and told her God sees her and her son and loves them so much. And particularly, I sensed to share with her that God wanted her to know today that her son is going to be okay and that God has a beautiful plan for his life that is unfolding. And as I finished, she was in tears and was just so grateful for the prayer. And after I prayed with her, I spoke with her a little bit more. I found out that she was Muslim and did believe in God, not Jesus as Lord and Savior, but it really opened the door for me to share more about Jesus and who he was to me. And as I look back, I really sensed it was a seed that was planted on her journey to really fully know him. So that is my Holy Spirit story.
I love it. That is so good.
Yeah.
I think we shared before this, just that it feels like there are a few layers to this that I'd just love to unpack for a moment. The first one is just talk a little bit about how you felt in that moment. We're talking about hearing God's voice in moments like this, and you took a risk of faith with the feeling like the Lord spoke to you about her son, and does she even have a son? And talk a little bit about that moment kind of decision in you. Yeah,
it's always uncomfortable, to be honest. Like, yeah. I don't think I've ever had that unction and not felt like a wrestle and really uncomfortable, like even in the pit of my stomach, like, ooh, yeah. You know, because it's like, what if I'm wrong? You don't want someone to think you're weird. And it's like I said, it's like that fear of man and wondering if you're hearing properly. But I've learned, and in that moment, I learned that like that is just part of the process of hearing from God, is it's a step of faith. And I think what helps me get over it is just realizing it's not about me.
Yep.
And if I fail, I fail, you know, and people are gracious. So
they are, aren't they?
Yeah. They're gracious. Yeah.
Wow. I love the, that in that moment, then you get the whole story, son has a son, and there's a whole, thing going on. And just as you were sharing your story, I just thought, how rare it has been that someone has had a negative response to being asked if you can pray for them.
Yeah.
They usually are just thankful that someone's actually listening, sharing with them. And let's talk just for a moment about what would you say to encourage others? Maybe others are just at the beginning of this journey of, saying, may I pray for you? And there are so many ways we can do this. Of course, this is a moment where you felt like the Lord gave you a word for someone. Just talk a little, just share a little of a bit of encouragement. And how have you gotten better at it over the years?
Oh, yeah. I always think of the scripture where Jesus says, I only do what I see my Father doing. And I really have realized this whole journey with the Holy Spirit and prophetic and listening is about being the eyes of Jesus and the hands and feet. But like we get to really see people on behalf of the Lord and whatever that looks like, that it's, and it's not about us. Like it's just, and there are times when I sense I don't even need to say I'm a Christian or I want to pray for you. I just like, I see something that the Holy Spirit puts on my heart for someone. And I'm like, oh, I see that you look beautiful today. And did you just get a haircut? And then you never know where it's going to go, but that it doesn't have to like look like a formula. It's just about having the sight of Jesus and seeing what he's doing and being the eyes of him to be able to behold people and love them, whatever that looks like. And there are times where I don't even pray for the person because I don't sense that's the right move, but I get to encourage them or tell them they look beautiful or ask them about their kids if they're with kids or whatever it is. So, yeah, I hope that is an encouragement to people that it doesn't have to look like a formula. And God
That's
will
right.
show you, like, step by step what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So good. Well, would you take a moment and pray for us? I love that. And then we'll pray for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Holy Spirit, we just acknowledge you. Mm-hmm. You are working so powerfully in and through us and in our community. I pray that this story and this whole series around the Holy Spirit, that these seeds take root and that you bring the water of your word to cause things to sprout up and grow in every person's heart that's listening to this and that has listened to all the things. And I just thank you, Lord, for more courage in people's hearts to step out in faith and be your eyes and your hands and your feet. And I pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. And let's all join our hearts in prayer for Catherine. Father, we thank you for Catherine, and we thank you for these moments where, you know, we're in a space, we're in a place, and then you say, let's do something together. Let's play. And the end result for Catherine and that woman and her son and the whole family line, something changed that will never be forgotten and will have impact for eternity and here for generations. We give you thanks that Catherine just continues to open her heart to you, to be a way for you to move in others' lives, where she recognizes that this ministry is your ministry moving through her. And we thank you, Jesus, for her open heart, her sensitive heart to your Spirit. And we bless her today. We pray for more of these kinds of stories and just flourishing in her faith and life and her ongoing communion with you. Jesus, we give you thanks for her. And Lord, we ask that this story would encourage us, would give us faith for our own journey in the places and spaces you're going to invite us today to partner with you in doing all the things that you do, Jesus. We come with full hearts, thankful hearts, in your living name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. It's been a gift to have you today.
Thanks. Chat soon. Bye, guys.
All right. Blessings. I hope that story was as much of an encouragement to you as it has been to me. It's just a great example of so many things. Ordinary people being loved by Jesus and then seeing others through the eyes of love, 1 Corinthians 13, and becoming the love of God to the person in front of us. Allowing the Holy Spirit to do what only the Holy Spirit can do through us. This is not about our ministry and what's on our business cards. It's about Jesus doing his ministry, continuing it through his apprentices, his witnesses. As J.D. says, a disciple on fire. We are moving from simply believing and behaving to beholding Jesus and to becoming like him in this world. That's the way the Spirit is moving. We move in gentleness and humility in the way of Jesus. We move in the fruits of the Spirit, and we are available, surrendered throughout the day for Jesus to do something that he wants to do in another's life by moving through us. Living a Spirit-responsive life, it's what it's all about. So as we will each Saturday that we gather, we're going to sing a song of worship to kind of prepare our hearts, soften the ground as we go into the fields, allowing the Spirit to put seeds in our own heart, and then sowing his seed into the world, his love, his goodness, his care, his word into the world to all those around us. And the song is going to be Sanctuary. Let's worship with that song together. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Amen. So we want to continue to collect Holy Spirit stories. I want to continue to collect your Holy Spirit stories so you can keep sending those in to seedbed.com/Holy Spirit stories. We don't know when, how, if we'll release all the stories, but we want to collect them. We want to gather them so we can connect with, I can connect with, just these stories of how the Holy Spirit is uniquely moving through you in your life, where you are in the fields that God has given you. So send in those stories. We want to hear them here at Seedbed and in Sower Nation. I am just so excited to be sharing these Saturdays with you. So I hope you are encouraged. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the scripture says, and the word of our testimony of Jesus' faithfulness in us and then through us, in the world, in our time, in our place. If not now, when? If not you and I, then who? This is our time. Let's step into the world with faith, hope, and love, believing for his promises to be fulfilled in us and through us. All right, get those seeds together, and I'll see you on the field. And next Saturday, for The Awakening, I'm Dan Moore.